This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Illinois Soybean Association District 3 Director John Longley talked with me earlier in the week and shared several of the projects the association is working on to help benefit farmers. We discussed the resources available through their blog, IllinoisSoyAdvisor.com, field days planned for this summer, and advocacy efforts to help farmers voice their opinions on legislation. John, I want to start out by just having you tell us a little about yourself and what one of your roles is as you serve on that board.
I'm a district director on the Illinois Soybean Board for District 3, which is north of where you are, and I'm production committee chair.
And you also, you're a farmer yourself, and you said north of here, so where do you farm?
It's Mercer County in District 3, which is northwest Illinois, I guess is the best way to describe it.
Sure, and I know with the Illinois Soybean Association, there's several kind of projects and things to focus on, but one thing I wanted to talk to you about was the Illinois Soy Advisor blog that you guys have. So share with us some things that you do with that.
Well, it's a blog that contains all kinds of information about production items. We have the blog. We have webinars. We're having some, I think, this next week. I'm about sulfur, and we've had about sustainability, and there's information for that go to CCAs who can get credit for some of our actions. So it's a full-service blog for Illinois farmers, soybean farmers especially.
Information available about insect management and production and things like that?
Yes, production weed. We've funded some research on the resistant weeds, and there's links in there. We have articles from extension people. We have articles from commercials and academics to give farmers a background in all kinds of items that affect profitability and sustainability.
So it sounds like that is really just serves as a source of information for farmers then.
Yes, that's the whole point of it. There's we have the intersections under agronomy, plant health, disease management, insect management, diagnostics, and of course, as I mentioned, weed management. We have articles like how valuable will seed treatment would be in 2016 and stuff about the new dicamba-resistant soybeans, things like that.
In your role as production committee chair, you also have some field days coming up with this summer, which those are a little ways out still, but share with us what's going to be going on with those and where those will be.
Well, I haven't got the whole agenda in front of me. I'm sorry. But it'll be in August, the first week of August, and from north to south in Illinois. It'd be like August 2nd in Hinckley, which is northern Illinois, August 3rd in Villa Grove, which is in central Illinois, and August 4th in Benton, which is southern Illinois. And we'll have topics about profitability and how to grow a better crop of soybean. That's the whole idea. That's one of our major focuses is grower profitability and knowledge.
And those are open to any farmers that would be interested in learning more about
yes.
that?
Yes, they're free. That's probably the best. So those on those dates.
All right. Well, we can be looking forward to those. Also, something you're involved with, soybean growers have very strong advocacy efforts, and I know there's a website and different things that you do with that as well.
VoiceForSoy.org is our advocacy website, and it's a grower. We have to advocate for ourselves. If we don't, nobody else will. And it's really easy to sign up. You can get email alerts. And when you sign in, if you bark on the X, you can also get text messaging alerts about a new issue. We do legislative work because some of these items are very short term. We need to really get to the point and need to act on things. It's like the crop insurance story a few months ago. Those kind of issues that affect farmers. And especially soybean farmers. So we're very positive in that. And there's also more issues that are coming up, like TTIP, the trade agreements, and there'll be information about that. And it's all basically based on being very immediate type of a thing that will have email alerts and also text messaging alerts. And it's really easy to sign up for. VoiceForSoy.org. You go to the website and you can sign in with your email address and you'll be involved with it. And we can help you contact your congressman or senator if we do state and national issues. we're kind of unique in having a state site like this in Illinois.
I know sometimes the talk is with farmers, especially if you're getting in that planting season or if it's closer to harvest, that's a really busy time of year. So is this something that's quick and easy and you feel like it's worth the time to do it?
Well, I always feel it's worth the time to advocate for agriculture. Yeah, it is quick and easy. It's just once you're signed in, you'll get emails. We'll have an easy email contact. You can contact your legislator, and also we'll get text messages for when it's an immediate type of an issue. And it's no problem at all to contact. And once the legislators know that you're interested, they become more interested in you.
Well, anything else you'd like to share with us about the Illinois Soybean Association or your production committee?
Well, we're always working on new projects and ideas to help profitability and sustainability, and also the concept of freedom to operate. So right now, I think we're in the budget process, or in not budget planning process for the budget. So if any soybean growers really have ideas I think we should become involved in, they can contact the Illinois Soybean Association.
Illinois Soybean Association District 3 Director from Mercer County, John Longley. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.